Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we'll dive into all the different possibilities this weekend against the Braves. Kyle back there is fretting this series against Atlanta because the Phillies lost that momentum yesterday. I'm not worried about it. We'll get to the Phillies' magic number and all the different possibilities this weekend as the Braves come in for four. Christopher Sanchez on the mound tonight for the Phillies. Later on today, we have to open up an investigation. We haven't done one of these in a while, but we got some startling news yesterday about one of our colleagues here at WIP. So that is to come here. And, of course, your calls on the Eagles. I want to check the poll here because I'm not surprised. I mean, I know we're very excited, and it's kind of that hype season where everyone's getting excited for the idea of how great the Eagles could be, and they could be really good. But it's not a Super Bowl or bust season in my mind. 2004 was a Super Bowl or bust season. This Phillies team is a World Series or bust team. That's the way I view it. I don't view this Eagles season as Super Bowl or bust. Hugh Douglas does. 68%, Hugh, of people on our Twitter poll. Guess who they're with today?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting them right, man.
Well, I mean,
hey, listen,
you're setting people up for disappointment.
Cooper Gracie,
yeah.
Like at the Cooper Gracie.
Yeah, you're
Cooper Eli
Gracie.
Yeah. I'm getting them right.
Well, I think we've hit a couple good analogies today, first couple hours of the show. You can't ask for more out of us. Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. All right, before we go back to the phones here, I do have a name that I want Dave Dombrowski to go grab. So, Hugh, this has happened the last couple years in baseball where teams that are out of the race will just put good players on waivers towards the end of August for the express purpose of someone claiming them because they don't want to pay them anymore. Like, take them. You want them, take them. We're out of the race. You take on their salary and the rest of their contract. So yesterday, the San Francisco Giants put three players on waivers. One of them, his name is Taylor Rogers. He's a left-handed relief pitcher. He has a 2.45 ERA. This guy's been one of the better relievers in all of baseball. He's a veteran. He's been around Minnesota, Milwaukee, San Diego, Giants. He's a good pitcher. And, Hugh, he's just available now for anyone to take. Now, here's the kicker. He costs $12 million next year, which is not a small amount for a relief pitcher. So I actually think this could help the Phillies get him because a lot of teams that don't want to pay that are just going to not claim him. But Jose Alvarado, I think it's kind of flown under the radar. He's on the restricted list as of a couple days ago. Hugh, we discussed it the other day. We're not going to speculate. I have no idea where he is or why he can't, you know, participate. Hopefully everything's okay with his family. But when you're on the restricted list, you don't always come back like in a day or two. So they could use another arm. Go get this guy, Hugh Douglas, $12 million. You paying? With the Phillies' money, not yours.
No, I'm saying, I'm thinking, because it's probably likely, like, he probably ain't going to play no more. So, and you know, you're talking about Alvarado with the situation. Yes.
I think it would.
Yes, it makes sense.
It feels like a good player could just fall in their lap. And we'll see if they, you know, someone else could obviously claim them above the Phillies in the standings or below them, higher on the waiver priority. But if he falls to the Phillies, Dave Dombrowski needs to go get this guy. Taylor Rogers, keep that name in mind next couple days for the Phillies here. All right, should we go back to the phones here? Here we go. We got Herb. Herb in the Northeast. We haven't heard from Herb in a while.
Herb! What's happening, my boy? Getting ready to go to Brazil in a couple of days. What's happening?
You going
What's
to Brazil,
going on,
Herb?
Man?
I just got the ticket transfer the other day, so I'm ready
to go. So where are you staying? Sao Paulo? Where are you staying?
Yeah, Sao Paulo, downtown at the, I forget the name of it, Transamerica or some, I forget the name. I got to look it up.
So do you have big plans down there? Or are you just going to kind of go to the game, come home? You're going to the – what are you going to do?
I'm looking at a free thing. I'm going to see what's going on. Give me 1 second, Joe.
You got it. What do you think, Hugh, if you had to predict Herb's, yeah, Herb's trip to Brazil, what are you predicting? Herb's going.
Herb put us on hold.
Yeah, he put us on hold. Live on the air, yeah.
So listen, I want to say, Wade from Chester, you're on the cut list, but I'm going to put you on the practice squad, all right?
Why? What happened?
Yeah, that's
27:35. What are you doing, Herb? What are you doing?
So
talking to us and doing something else, multitasking.
From lab work last night till 3 a.m. Dude.
Well, you have an event last night, but no. What are you doing now, Herb?
JFK work. JFK.
Oh, JFK.
You mean John F. Kennedy, like at the airport?
Oh, the airport in New York.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah.
So why are you putting Wade on a list? What do you do?
What up? Come on, you know what he does.
No,
I don't know what he did. He rip you?
The key to the defense is we gotta sack the quarterback.
I like how Herb ignore you.
Jalen Hurts gotta go. Jalen Hurts gotta go. Reed, get the plays in quick. Mm-hmm. Look over the defense, okay? Make the call. Make the ball between 5 and 8 seconds. None of this stuff waiting for the thing to come down to 1 or 2, and then you get a penalty or whatever.
Yeah, we can't have that. No penalty. So is this a Super Bowl or bust season, Herb?
I'm not going to say Super Bowl. I want to. By week 4, you're going to know. By week 4, you're going to know what this team is heading.
Why don't you listen and learn something, Hugh? You need to wait till week 4 to learn, all right?
I ain't got time to wait, man. I got to make predictions.
I got to see this defense play. This is a 3-4 defense. This ain't a 4-3.
No, it's a 3-4. Yeah, they're going to come off the edge, Herb.
I got to see what's going on down there.
That was a shot at me. Jim Johnson.
So, what else did I want to talk about? Yeah.
Take your time.
They got to go get some more pitching.
Taylor Rogers Joe, from San Francisco.
Yeah, Joe was just talking about
that. Yeah, go get
him. I think Alvarado, I know for a fact Alvarado, he got to go lose some weight. He's carrying.
He went to fat camp?
Come on, man.
Is that where he went?
I mean, he might have bigger issues right now. Herb, we appreciate it. We hope Jose's all right with his personal life.
You let Herb go for a little too long.
It's on me. I'll wear that one.
Fat camp. Say that to go to fat camp.
Yeah, I don't think he's on the restricted list because of his weight. I don't think that's how this works. All right, let's go to Big V and Matt Laura. What's up, Big V?
Big V.
Yo. Hugh, you know I love you, right?
Yeah.
But
Joe and Kyle, I mean, like I said, I usually agree with them like maybe 20% of the time.
But
this ain't one of them times. Oh. This is Super Bowl or bust. Okay.
Why?
No, we went.
Why?
Yeah, we you got the four.
Why, Big V?
Okay, let me give you why. Okay. First of all, Howie was sensational in his season and getting us the talent that we need. Lori opened up that bank account and got us everybody. We're talking about high-powered hitters. Not only did he get us great players. Okay, and even rewarded his great players, but he also got us great coaches. So even these C-rated people, talent that we got, that everybody's so concerned about, we got the coaching staff that can make them great. It's a Super Bowl or bust.
I mean, do we know that? Vic Fangio's defense in Miami last year had 2 games that gave almost 50 points. I mean, these guys aren't magicians, Big V. They're coaches.
And your point
You say, yeah, your point, Joe?
Well, you said they can make people great. Who did Vic Fangio make great last year in Miami?
They didn't believe in Vic.
Why?
They didn't
because
believe
he was mean.
So how do we know these guys are going to believe?
Because they believe in him.
They
like tough love.
Yeah, if they get... Oh, come on.
They love him.
Tough
they love Fangio.
They love him in love practice look, in August, guys.
Fangio
I mean, holy moly.
Take away from getting a statue on the art museum.
That's where it starts,
Vic
Joe.
Fangio?
It starts at practice.
He hasn't coached a game here yet.
I know. But we love him. We love
him. I do see, like Vic Fangio.
Here's the thing, Joe. You don't have a problem with the Phillies when they put that bum Taiwan Walker.
Don't have a
there.
Problem. I've got a whole problem, Big V. A whole problem.
But you're not worried about the Phillies with Taiwan Walker, but you're worried about the Eagles? Really? Come on, dude.
The Phillies are better than the Eagles right now. Hey, man, I'm Big V. Are you laughing? The Phillies are the best record. Hold on. The Phillies have the best record in the sport now, and they've been to a World Series and LCS. Why would I not be more worried about the Eagles? The last time we watched the Eagles play, they were bad.
Yeah, but we watched the World Series with the Phillies, and they collapsed.
Big V, the Eagles lost in the first round to the Buccaneers.
Phillies ran out of gas, bro.
In the NLCS? How are you comparing last year's Phillies to last year's Eagles? Last year's Phillies made it to Game 7 of the NLCS. Last year's Eagles lost to the Buccaneers in the first round.
But they beat Dallas, so I'm okay with that.
He beat Dallas once. one time. All right, Big V, give us a guess here. Who are we talking about for Hughes Clues?
I was going to say Ellis, but that's not it. Sanders is not it. Harbaugh, did he play for Dallas?
Who?
Jim Harbaugh. But Harbaugh's not a college coach anymore, Big V. It would have been a good guess.
It's in the spirit of the clues.
It's a spirit. Yeah, we appreciate it, Big V. Did Jim Harbaugh end up on the Cowboys in any stretch?
No, I know he was with the Colts.
I think he was a Cowboy.
Colts, Bears.
I don't remember with the Cowboys.
He could have popped up there at the end as a backup. I don't remember. I think he was a Charger at one point. Colts, Bears, Chargers. That's how I remember Jim Harbaugh's playing career.
I've seen his coaching stuff. Sorry.
Unless I'm missing the end.
As a player, he did not end up a Cowboy. Yeah,
Where was it?
Bears, Colts, Ravens, Chargers, Lions, Panthers.
Ravens, Lions, Panthers. Well, he better bounce around at the end when it was over.
So the Phillies-Eagles thing, like, I think people should, this is an exercise I want everybody to do here, teleport yourself to the end of both seasons. If the Phillies don't win the World Series, we're talking about the age of this team. All of the players, are they cooked? Like, are they going to be able to get back
off the mat? Is the window closed?
Correct. The Eagles, you know what everyone's going to do in the offseason? Say, you know what? They were always better positioned to win it next year.
Second year with Kellen Moore. Second year with Vic Fangio.
Yeah.
Jalen Carter going was third.
The window's open. That's all me and Joe are trying to tell everybody here. This isn't a negative thing. It's the window's open for longer than you think. We're not giving up. No, we're just saying it's not a disaster if they don't. I have high expectations for this team this year. I'm just saying it's not all lost if they don't win the Super Bowl this year.
Super Bowl or bust, Kyle. Super Bowl or bust.
You got me there.
What's wrong with a nice foundational building year?
No, I want to win the Super Bowl. I want it all.
So do I.
I want it all.
But you can't have what you want.
Now. Ain't that a song? I want it all, and I want it now. That's what I want. And what's wrong with that? Living in the big blue world. Dude. If they fall short, I will deal with those emotions when I cross that bridge. But right now, today, as of 12-12, it's Super Bowl or bust.
Q, you can't always get what you want.
You can't, but sometimes if I try real hard, I get what I need, and I need to win this Super Bowl this year.
You need a foundational year. Back to the playoffs. Win a playoff game.
I ain't got time for foundational years.
What do you mean you have time?
I ain't got time.
Where are you going?
I'm trying to go to New Orleans.
So am I.
And drink a hand grenade.
Where's next year's Super Bowl?
I don't know.
L.A.? I think it's L.A.
Again?
Yeah.
Nobody want to go to L.A. L.A. expensive.
We're not paying if we go.
No, but I'm saying we got to buy drinks and other stuff.
You charge those on the company and then you expense it. Expense it, Hugh. Come on. You got to figure this stuff out. Roxy in Cinnaminson. Hey, Roxy.
Hey,
Roxy.
How you doing?
Good, Roxy. How you doing today? What do you feel on the Phillies here?
So, I get everybody hates Taiwan right now, and I get it. But you can't go out as a team onto the field feeling like you already lost and not you know he's not great. Do the work behind him. Make the plays. Don't be dragging, your butts making plays and letting, you know, balls get by, letting runners go by. You can't do that. You're a team. Like, they have a responsibility to be doing the work behind them. You can't go out there saying, oh, hey, you know, Taiwan sucks. We've already lost the game.
Roxy, I agree. It did feel like as a team they mailed it in yesterday. Obviously, Taiwan stinks, and that's its own problem. But the at-bats were not good. They were striking out a lot against a guy that's not a, you know, very established great pitcher in the major leagues. And, I mean, I thought at one point it was actually going to be a no-hitter. I mean, they was seven innings. They couldn't get a hit.
It was trending that way.
It was ridiculous. And it was because that they were in that mentality that, well, we've lost because Taiwan's pitching. Like, no, you got to go out there. Like, you got to have your bats going. You can't just lay the blame on, like, one guy and be like, it's a team effort, kids. Like, this is what we tell our kids. Like, you don't, you know, it's not all one person's fault. You know, I mean, at times it can be, obviously. But, like, no, you all play a part. You know, you can't always be swinging for home runs. You got to make the little plays. You got to make the little hits. It's ridiculous. They should not, as a team, as grown adults being paid a lot of money to play a game, go out there with a defeated attitude already.
Yeah, there was a vibe yesterday, Roxy, watching from everyone, from Taiwan to the hitters, like, hey, we already won the series. We got 2-3 against the Astros. We'll see you tomorrow against the Braves. And I part of me understands because that it's a long season, but also they're fighting for the 1 or 2 seed. Like, you got to win as many games as you can. You can't have those days.
Exactly. Like, you can't. Like, you cannot. They cannot step onto the field like that again if they put Taiwan back in, which, you know, who knows, like, what they're thinking anymore, because I was flabbergasted that he went back in after that fourth inning. Like, what is going on in this world?
So the only thing I'll say about that, Roxy, that I was okay with is if you've determined it's over for today, and I understand that's frustrating when you're watching the game, like, they're giving up. At least they didn't waste any of the bullpen guys that they want to use, you know, 4 straight days now against the Braves. Like, Hoffman didn't pitch, Strom didn't pitch. I was actually okay with letting Walker just, like, go out there, man. You go wear it for the rest of the day because, you know, we don't want to waste our good pitchers in a game we're probably going to lose anyway.
Yeah, I mean, at that point. But, I mean, it's not like you can't come back.
No, they could have. If they had better at-bats, they could have. It was totally frustrating yesterday. Roxy, give us a guess for Hughes Clues. Who are we talking about today?
I'm going with DeMarco Murray.
DeMarco Murray, who is coaching, and we appreciate the call,
he's
Roxy.
He's coaching?
I think he's at Oklahoma, his alma mater. That's actually a good guess. I mean, that fit the Cowboys one. It fit one you could, I don't know if you do know DeMarco, but you could know DeMarco.
No, I don't know DeMarco Murray.
I think he's at Oklahoma. I don't know what his role is
there. Yeah, I'm
looking
it up. Now, let me
Brent see. Venables is still their head coach, I think.
He was here for a while, right? Yeah, he played here for a little while.
I think DeMarco, I saw something recently where DeMarco Murray is currently coaching at Oklahoma. All right, let's go to Jay in Westfield. What's up, Jay?
Oh, what's going on? What's all the commotion about? What Jay on second?
Jalen said that, you know, let's play it for you again. All right, here he was this morning, Jay, with the morning show, talking about...
Try not to fall asleep, too, Jay.
Jason not being here anymore and him taking on the responsibility of picking up the blitz and setting the protection.
Let me hear what he said. Don't
go ahead, Jay.
Hey, shut up and I'll play it, Jay.
It would have been played already if you piped down. Go ahead.
And what you may have seen from years past is just different autonomy in different places. You know, we had a great player, Jason Kelce, who took on a lot of responsibility And as a result of that, I was told not to worry about a lot of things. And so my eagerness to learn and all of that over the years, you know, kind of was halted because of who we had. But now times are different, and I'm excited for that journey for this football team.
All right, there you go, Jay.
All right, so what did he say? Wrong.
Well, nothing wrong.
He was showing him respect.
Sure, he didn't say anything wrong.
Did nobody give the sacred cow his respect. They didn't set a problem with that.
No. But Jay, he also could have said Jason was responsible and behind this, and I was learning alongside him, and I'm ready to go. He didn't say that.
That's what he said.
No, he didn't.
Eagerness was stunning because he wanted to learn, but they said let Jason help.
Jay, no, he that's not what he could, but he could have.
That's what he said.
He could.
All
right, time out, because we got to talk over each other. He could have said, I was learning alongside him, and I'm now ready for this. He didn't.
How y'all wanting to hear people lie, then when they tell the truth, y'all complain?
No, I don't want to lie. I wish it was different. What
he
I got, what? Great, but I wish the truth was different.
Oh, because he stepped on Kelce Toews is, if he had did that, y'all have been complaining about that. Jason Kelce's a leader. He does.
I was curious to hear how Jay would spin this.
I mean, this is the greatest spin doctor
of all time.
It's just pro spin.
Kelce should have been in control of the whole team. It was the whole thing. Where was he at? Why was he coaching defense? Well, he's a great leader. Yeah. Kelce,
what are we even talking about anymore?
This is not about Kelce, Jay. It's about Hurts.
It is about Kelce because he said that Kelce was handling everything. Then why wasn't he eager to do it?
No, you, Jay, you're as usual, you're missing the point. Let me slow it down. Where's the doc? We have the Doc Rivers drop. Let me slow it down and say it real slow for everybody, okay? Especially Jay. The point I'm trying to make is Jalen is doing something he's never done before because he let Jason Kelce do it, and that's fine. But I would have liked to hear, hey, I was kind of mentally doing it too, and I'm ready to go. Instead, now I hear that, and I'm like, all right, it may take Jalen a little while to do this at a high level. That's all, Jay.
Because you hear what you want to hear. That's all.
Hold on, that's exactly what you're doing.
Jay,
what are you talking about?
Y'all gonna interpret what we...
Time out again. Okay? Jay, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think Kelce was as good at breaking down the coverage and the blitz and the protection in his 12th year and 5th year as he was his first year, or did he get better at it?
That's what y'all tell me, Kelce this and Kelce that.
All right, I'll answer. I'll do one man show. He got better at it as time goes on because he got experience. And my point is, if Jalen was right there with him and they were kind of breaking things down together and Jalen was doing it in his own head, even if he didn't have to do it on the field, maybe he'd be more ready. Instead, I think this
he'd be ahead of the game a little bit.
Exactly. This could be a process where Jalen is better a year from now than he is now at doing that job. That's all.
Hold on. Y'all saying Kelce got better at reading the defenses and all that?
Yes, Jay.
So he was responsible for last year's the blitzes and all that, right?
Totally partially. Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. So when Jalen decided to go against Kelce and try and make a play and do all that, then y'all said he overstepping his bounds.
I don't think it was against Kelce, Jay. No. That's not how – Kelce doesn't call
the
plays, Jay.
To be the leader,
Jay, wouldn't a leader want to learn about the blitz pickups?
So y'all want to bring Kelce back to play quarterback?
Just ignore it. Yeah, everything I said.
Jay, do you have anything to say besides Jason Kelce stuff? He doesn't play on the team anymore, Jay.
That's what I'm trying to get across to y'all.
Dude, you were focusing on the wrong thing.
No, I wasn't. I was focusing on what he said. Y'all the ones talking about trying to code words and everything like he.
There's no code words. It's what Jalen said, dude.
Oh, my God. I lose brain cells every time.
Jay is a disaster.
Hey, look, he said they gave deference to sacred
yes,
cow.
Don't you understand what my point is? So he's behind the curve now, Jay. It's his job now. And I think
he wasn't.
Because he said it! Jay! I'm going to lose my mind. He said it this morning for everyone here on WIP that his eagerness to learn was stunted or halted, okay? He told you, Jay, wake up and listen.
Jay, yo, crypto.
No, I'm losing it. He told you this morning that he was behind because he had his eagerness to learn halted. Okay, and that's the reality of it. You said you just want the truth? He told you the truth. So my point is, and take your dumb code word stuff and get it out of here, because that's not what this is. My point is, I think he can do this. I think he could be great at it. But it may take him time now, and that changes what they are this season. Don't you get it?
Don't change nothing. Just wait till he ball out, and then I want to hear what y'all say. Then y'all going to say, oh, Kelce trained him over the years and all this nonsense. That overrated bum.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
You're the worst.
Jay, give us Jay, before Jay, give us a guess. You got 5 seconds to give us a guess, otherwise you're out. Five. You got a guess for us for Hughes Clues, you're out.
No, I ain't got no guess.
Then you get out of here. What a dope. I mean, that guy is a dope.
I was looking forward to how he would spin it. That was not his best spin, because I feel like he completely missed the point.
Well, just listen to what the guy said.
Yeah.
Like, you make it sound like we read a quote and we interpreted it. He said it.
He explicitly said it. If I were using code words.
Jay has an ability to get into your skin like nobody else. Like nobody else.
He's a fool. I mean, like, that's foolish.
And I feel bad because I be kind of looking forward to his
call. I know. You get over there giggling as I'm losing my mind.
Because it's like this. It's almost like, for all the school teachers, I shout out to the school teachers because everybody get ready to go back to school.
Yes, my wife's in school, yep.
But you know how you always have this one kid in school, smart kid, but they just,
They're difficult.
Yes.
That was me.
Jay. And I think what really bothers you is that Jay just, he doesn't raise his voice. It's just the same tone.
And maybe I'm wrong. I feel like I give him like grace. Like, I'm like, no, I mean this. No, this is what I'm trying to say. And he just doesn't listen.
No, it's just, he definitely talks over you, but it's just so funny.
It's an art.
It's funny to me to see you losing.
Jay makes an art out of focusing on the wrong thing and acting like we're the dopes misinterpreting.
And I ain't making it no better because I just kind of just sit here. Let it slow burn.
All right, I need some water. 215-592. I might need a harder drink than water, but I'm going to have some water. 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up. Super Bowl Bros, we got another clue for you. And, of course, Eagles Radiothon. It is a great cause. Ryan Hammond's going to join in here next. Talk about everything going on Radiothon. Tell us about what you could bid on. 5 o'clock today is your final chance. Next midday to 53209 to make a donation right now. All right, your phone call's coming up. Ryan Hammond in studio with us. I promise much less yelling the next segment. We'll get back to the phone calls right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Everyone knows that I've partnered with Kyle Schwarber and Yards Brewing Company's Philly Standard Beer, the Tailgate Beer, and the Jersey Shore Beer. Well, the first, best, and last place to get beer at the shore is Boulevard Super Liquors, 676 steps away from Ocean City off exit 25 at the Garden State Parkway. Join Yards and the Philly Standard at Boulevard this weekend for samplings and the Yards tailgate bus. Boulevard Super Liquors, your Philly Standard Shore headquarters. Yards Brewing Company, celebrating 30 years, made by Philadelphia drinkers.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Responsibly. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9490. If we'll get back to all the phone calls here. Super Bowl or bust, big series starting for the Phillies tonight against the Atlanta Braves. But Hugh, once in a while, we have something bigger going on around here.
Yes, bigger than all of us.
Yes, bigger than all the nonsense we talk about most of the time on WIP. This stuff is really important. It's the Eagles Radiothon, and there's a lot of different ways, Hugh, that you can support it. EaglesRadiothon.com. You could also text the number 53209 text Midday to 53209. To make your donation today. And joining us in studio, same time as yesterday.
Yeah.
Same guest, Ryan Hammond from
Back
the Eagles
again.
Radiothon. And of course, Kylie Kelsey as well. How are you guys doing today? Tell us how things are progressing.
Are we making you guys money?
That's all we care about.
So we're approaching $300,000 raised.
Wow.
So we've had incredible enthusiasm from our generous listeners and our community. And we're not done yet. We have a lot of work to do, but we're definitely off to a great start. We have some of our bidders that are watching items and waiting, and the last hour is completely.
Snipers.
There are.
That's what we call them, shoe people. They call them snipers when they get the shoes at the last minute.
Is that you?
Well, yes. No, I'm not a sniper. I never win the shoe auction. Never.
But I feel like just the idea of getting in the game, getting your bid in there, showing what you're enthusiastic about to you hope to win. You got to manifest it, right?
Yes. Like
you
got
to put it out there. So get your bids in if you haven't and you've only been waiting to snipe, okay?
Yeah, that's what they call it.
But for right now, there's definitely some really cool player items that we're excited about that I feel like are a huge value. Like getting to have an ice cream party with the Georgia Boys.
That sounds like a country group. Every time you said ice cream party with the Georgia Boys.
We do know Jordan Davis has the voice of an angel, so maybe they'll sing for you too.
Oh, yeah. And you know what else? Speaking of sneakers, you can design a pair of sneakers with A.J. Brown. Now, that's a big item.
Yeah, and that was a newly added item.
Yeah.
So, again, you want to talk about, what is a huge value? Spending time with A.J. Brown, designing a custom pair of sneakers. There'll probably be some pink in there,
Yeah, because he's really swaggy.
I mean, they could be Air Forces. I'm not sure. You pick your actual sneaker.
Can it be J's?
They could, yeah.
Jordans?
Yeah.
See, I'm a big Jordan. Oh, I like some Jordans.
We start with a white shoe as our canvas. We bring in the designer who does the My Cause, My Cleats with us every year, and then they hand paint the shoes for you. So it's not one of one because you get to bring a friend, and then AJ gets the pair to match you, but you're in an elite squad.
As a matter of fact, it's you and three guests.
There we go. So,
and you get to come to the NovaCare Complex.
So it's 5 of 5 pair. So elite squad with AJ Brown wearing the same shoes.
Oh, man, how cool is that?
He might order a pair for his daughter, too. So,
how cool is that? You get to do that. You go to the NovaCare Complex. You get to see all that rich history at the NovaCare Complex. And you know what? It all depends on what day you go. Might see Jason there. Hell, Jason's all over the place now. I just saw him on TVs. He might be in the building. He still works out there now and then. He might show up.
He could be. Kylie, one of the coolest things for me, watchers, I'm sure it was for you both when Jason was playing, even now, how much it feels like the Eagles players are into this. It's not just something they just do because they have to. It's almost like they're part of it because they really enjoy whatever their experience is.
Yeah, Ryan touched on it yesterday. I think one of the best things about these radiothon experiences is that it is based on the passion or the excitement from the player. So you're actually getting to engage with these players doing something that they have handpicked. We've had players come to Ryan after doing one of the events and say, I want to do that every year. We've had players come out of the blue who have never volunteered to do an auction item and have said to Ryan, this is something I'm really interested in. Can we make something out of this?
I mean, Saquon was new this year, and he's like, I want to help the foundation. He's like, I like golf.
And that's it. And then you're not only getting to interact with these players, but you're getting to interact with them doing something usually outside of football, and you're getting to see them in something that sort of excites them. So you're really catching them at their best moment.
I think that's really what evolved from Radiothon. When we started, it was always that you did a quarterback clinic or a running back clinic. It was players doing something related to what they do on the field. And then after we sat down and talked, none of them wanted to do that. They all wanted to do something else that was exciting off the field to them because they really felt like it would help them bond with our fans and our donors.
And it's fun to do.
Yeah.
It's fun to be able to do stuff that you're somewhat comfortable with, and you get a chance. It's almost like a bonding experience, like this axe throwing thing with Reed Blankenship and Cooper DeJean. And I'm reading here, it says, you and two guests will enjoy an axe throwing competition with Reed Blankenship and Coop And also, this is happening at the NovaCare complex.
Yeah, so this is a mobile axe throwing unit that they bring down to the NovaCare complex. It actually looks like a big cage, mm-hmm. and they have the targets, and you go in the cage and you're throwing the axes. And we've done it with the O-line before. We've had a great experience every year. The O-line moved to Escape the Room this year.
That's what
they
wanted
to try something
stuff.
Different. Yeah, they're going to compete against people who come in for Escape the Room.
But last year when the O-line was doing the axe throwing, I'm pretty sure one of them drove by that was not originally.
It was Coach.
Was it? Someone drove by that wasn't originally included and was like, I want to try.
See, you know what? I was waiting. I can compete and beat all of you.
And guess what? I kind of did.
I need to know when this date is because I kind of.
You want to drive by?
Because I've never done it. I've seen it. Like people go on date night and they do the axe throwing thing. I ain't did that, but. I would like, this is something I would be definitely interested
in. This was Hugh's long way of trying to ask if he could do this, too.
Yeah, I was long talking.
I'm going to put you in the parking list for NovaCare that day. No, I was long talking a little bit. It is funny because Coach's item, he called in yesterday and he talked about, it's like competing with Coach. He plays you in hoops. He like crushes everyone. And I said, it reminds you of like Billy Madison, like O'Doyle rules. Like yes. He's just like no mercy. And then I'm explaining to the donor, I'm like, this is his true authentic self. You're getting this. And he drove by axe throwing and he saw the line. Of course, he got curious. He jumps out of his car. He never tried it before. The first time it like the axe doesn't stick. By the third throw, he's hitting bullseyes and he's like, I just beat you all. Bye. And I'm just like, that is Coach for sure.
And then I heard Howie this morning, right before we came on the air, Howie Roseman was on.
He
said something to the effect, if they get enough donations for his, he'll do two of them, which is really cool.
And he's like, I'll throw in my personal tickets. And then after, you know, the Radiothon call-in, of course, I like texted him, I thanked him, and I got his famous fist pump emoji. So he's so into it. And we're just, again, we're really lucky that there's a lot of enthusiasm. They're all checking to see what their numbers are. They're talking about it. So show them some love, guys. And honestly, 100% of your donation to have these experiences is going to ultimately change life. So you're winning exponentially.
I got another one that sounds like it's going to be pretty exciting. This is with my man, Big Play Slay. Philly suite experience with Darius Slay. That's what 10 guests will receive tickets to a suite at the Philadelphia Phillies game scheduled to take place at Citizens Bank Park. This is next year. Obviously, it's not probably going to be this year, but next year. Get to hang out with Slay. That's a big item, man.
It's a great one. And listen, this is for everybody, too, right? You could bid on these big things, which are great. And there's also, if you just want to donate anything, text Midday to 53209. And there's also the shirt, Kyle, that you and Jason are going to design. $30 to purchase and place your order. EaglesRadiothon.com for the t-shirt. That one, I'm sure people will want to wear. That's going to be exciting to see the t-shirt you guys come up with.
I hope so. Right now, I mean, I feel like we can pretty much guarantee there will be a Go Birds on it. So we can just hedge our bets on that.
That's more than we had yesterday.
We're building off the ideas. So 5 o'clock today, right, Ryan? That's it, all closes today.
Although you could order your shirts through September 30th. Okay. So 5 o'clock today. I also encourage people beyond the player experiences that we've talked a lot about. There's a lot of game experience. Run out of the tunnel with the team. We actually show security your photo before it happens so they don't tackle you and kick you out of the stadium.
That's important. Don't worry.
You're cleared to do that. Sideline passes, standing in the tunnel, high-fiving the players before they enter the field. There's just so many things for anyone who wants to have a meaningful experience with this team, but more importantly, to support a great cause.
It is awesome. Ryan and Kylie, thank you so much for coming in again.
Thank you for having us.
And having us be part of this. We appreciate
it.
So
exciting.
Yes, EaglesRadiothon.com. Hop on there, check it out, donate, and put your bids in. 5 p.m. today are the deadlines for those bids. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Dan in Spring Mountain is up. Here on WIP. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Dan. What's up, pal?
Yeah, sorry to bother you at work.
I love that.
It's one of my favorite lines.
It's a good bit.
Yeah, sorry. So I don't think this year is necessarily a bust if the Eagles don't win the Super Bowl. I feel like, let's go back to the plant from 2021. Planted the roots. It came out, gave us, you know, nice looking, let's just say it was a sunflower. It came out. And 2022 got to the Super Bowl beautiful. And then last year, we pruned it, we sprayed it, and we killed it off. So then this year, the roots are in the ground. It's going to come back up through there.
It's got to regrow again. Exactly.
That's right. So, you know, this might be the season for those roots to start popping their heads through the dirt, and maybe it will sprout all the way up. You don't know yet. But if you look at the Eagles, the only offensive starter that's not on contract through this year is Becton.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that if for me personally, and probably this isn't a thought shared by many, if they don't win the Super Bowl this year, I think they're going to be fine. If they have to get to the playoffs at least, maybe conference championship, I'd be okay if they don't win it all.
See, finally, someone's seeing the light here. The Kyle and
so
I.
What, man,
if you ever
whatever.
Had a garden, you have to be patient here with the garden. Sometimes it blooms when you think, and sometimes it takes a little while longer.
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
I'm gonna need that garden to bloom quickly. I ain't got time for what y'all are talking about.
It's the weather outside. A lot of elements going into this
year. Man, we're trying to win the Super Bowl this year.
That's wonderful.
I ain't got time for next year. It's Super Bowl or bust.
Hey, Hugh, I looked up Cootie Gracie. It's actually Latin in Ohio, which is where you were born, and it means the final blow is eating the second gummy.
That was a lot. That was a long way to get to nowhere.
He did kind of rock you, though.
No, he got you. He got you.
That was not funny.
A first time call for Dan, and that was a good call.
You call again, bro.
No,
but that
good.
Wasn't funny.
I will.
Dan, give us a guess for Hugh's clues. Go ahead. What do you got?
Is it Eddie George?
Dan, it is.
Hey,
yes.
What a legend,
Eddie,
dude.
I mean, that's a heck of a first phone call.
Call
for
of the
Dan.
Day.
He nailed Hugh's clues. He crushed you with the jokes.
Came in with the
sorry to bother you guys at work. We host a talk show. I mean, that was good.
I'm a fan of Dan. He rounded all the bases.
No, Dan's going to be a good caller.
Way to work.
Yes, Eddie George is Hugh's clues today. Hugh?
Yes, and he got it.
Where's he at? Tennessee State?
Tennessee State.
Head coach?
He's the head coach at Tennessee State.
Eddie George was a heck of a football player.
Man, he was a big-ass running back.
Was it fun to tackle him?
Not at all. Not at all. Eddie George was a load, man. Eddie George is still, he doesn't work out. He does, a lot of yoga now. But he's still a big dude, man. He ain't no little dude.
He was part of one of the most dramatic Super Bowl endings of all time.
Yes, he was.
Titans,
man.
Rams, 99. I think Kevin Dyson was the receiver, and I'm trying to remember the name.
Came up short.
Mike Jones, I believe, was
Who?
The line. Mike Jones.
Who?
He's the linebacker for the Rams. He had the 1 yard line. Dyson was reaching out. I like those Titans teams. I wanted them to win with Steve McNair and Eddie George and those guys. Eddie played for the Cowboys, what, just 1 year at the end? I think his last year in the NFL.
Yeah.
He was kind
unfortunately.
Of cooked. He was cooked, yeah. But he went there at the end.
Cooked is so funny.
He was. I mean, he was Tywan Walker cooked at the end there.
He was cooked.
Yeah, good job, Dan. You win the spot and the pair of tickets to the Eagles kickoff watch party coming up here, presented by Bud Light at Lincoln Financial Field Friday, September 6th. Kick off the 2024 NFL season with fellow Birds fans and watch the Eagles take on the Green Bay Packers live from the stadium seats. We have another giveaway, by the way. I'll tell you how you're going to win it coming up in 5 minutes. Atlantic City In-Water Boat Show at the Golden Nugget Casino Hotel. 4-pack. Of tickets to that coming up. 5 minutes from now, I'll tell you how you could win that great prize. All right, Fabian in Miami's up. Hey, Fabian.
Hey, guys. How are we going? How are we going?
What's up,
hey,
Fabian?
Hey, Fabian. What are you thinking?
Hey, you're definitely right, man. It's Super Bowl or bust, man.
I'm trying to tell them. I don't know what they're talking about. Super Bowl or bust.
You guys keep saying how we're in a window. We're in a window.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're in the window, it's Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah, but certain years of the window are a little bit more, you got to get it done.
Would you
otherwise,
say realistic?
Yeah.
Isn't that the opposite of how it works? Like, Super Bowl or bust means that this is, the window is closing.
No, that means that, we're playing semantics now. Because for me, Super Bowl or bust means that's the goal. That there's nothing that I'm selling for anything less than the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but certain years, more disappointing than others.
I will pick up the pieces if that goal is not attained. But right now, it's Super Bowl or bust.
The Phillies are World Series or bust.
Yeah, I think people are missing the bust part.
If they don't win the World Series, it's a disaster, and it's probably their last chance.
A disaster. It's probably not the last chance, but it's a disaster.
But then it's not bust.
But it's the expectations, the loft. You make your expectations lofty. That's what you're supposed to do.
Go ahead, Fabian.
Joe, you gotta understand, Joe, that this team has already made it to the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
But Fabian, I'll let you finish. Fabian, I'll let you finish. This franchise has. This team has not. I think we're underrating how much the team has changed in 2 years. The franchise has. But how many of their best players were big players on that team? AJ, Devontae, Jalen, obviously. But the whole defense is different. They didn't make it anywhere. They're kids.
They better grow up quick.
Yeah, but you got veterans like Lane Johnson, Brandon Graham, Darius Slay. Like, you think these guys are not hungry for a Super? They're in the window for their age. They don't got too many years left.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are. Yes.
You keep arguing, saying about Jalen Hurts, how he let Jason Kelce do all the audibles and stuff like that for the protection.
He did.
But you got to understand, with being a quarterback is hard enough as it is. You can't tell me that these guys didn't sit here and say, you know what, let's try to take everything as much as we can off of Jalen's plate. And they probably just told him, hey, look, leave it all up to Jason Kelce. You know, he's a veteran. He's experienced at this. And you focus on the other things that you can focus
Sabian,
on.
Sabian, I'm sure they did. Jason Kelce. I'm sure they did. And I'm okay with that. And it obviously helped them reach the Super Bowl 2 years ago. My point is not that it's a bad thing. But I'm resetting the expectations. I think he can handle this, Fabian. I think he's going to do a great job at it. But I'm saying it might take him a half a year or a full year to master it, because the first 3 years, 4 years, he's a starter, he's not doing it. Usually when you say a four-year starter at quarterback, you feel like they've got a lot of these little things mastered. He's admitting to us he doesn't have this mastered yet. I think he'll get there, but I'm also allowing for a little growing pains here. I feel like we're being a little bit hard on him by saying, you got to do it as well as Kelce did it next week. It's probably unrealistic.
Joe, all this talent doesn't just come around like every day. You have to understand that for them to acquire all this talent, they gotta be seeing a Super Bowl. Like that,
help
that's
him
it.
Understand.
Like there's nothing more than that. Like you're not gonna get all this talent just to say, oh, you know what, we'll settle for 10-7 and maybe win, you know, one playoff game. No, you just don't do that, Joe.
I'm not saying they're settling. I'm just saying that's my expectation. Fabian, we appreciate the call. I expect the Eagles players to think they can win the Super Bowl. They're players. They should. That should be their goal. I'm just saying, I just, for me, Super Bowl or bust, that's reserved for a veteran roster who might be towards the end of their window. That's not the way I view the 2024 Eagles. They're young.
Don't care.
But that matters.
But they're old at certain positions, Joe. And I feel like this. Like I said, you aspire every year. I don't care who you are. You could be the Carolina Panthers. Now, it might not be a realistic goal. But
it's not.
Your goal, it's not. But I guarantee you, their goal is to get to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I guarantee you their goal is to win the division.
Yep.
That's not realistic. Let's be honest. But that's a goal you aspire for. And nothing else matters. That's why when I hear Super Bowl or bust, I hear what you're saying, because you're thinking about the aftermath, and I'm not worried about the aftermath. I'm worried about the prize. I keep my eye on the prize. I can give a damn about the aftermath until I get to that point.
Well, the bust part is the aftermath.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Super Bowl,
I'm not worried
or,
about that.
Well,
how about this? Because you're caught on that. For me, it's Super Bowl. End of story.
Yeah, but that's everyone feels that.
Super Bowl.
We all. But okay.
The end. How about that?
But that's not real. I pick
up the pieces as I go. I ain't worried about that. I can't worry about the or bust part. But, because in my mind, I'm winning the Super Bowl. I'm going to New Orleans.
Yeah,
I'm
but what
packed.
If we don't?
Head in the sand.
If we don't. I'm packed. Then I'll unpack.
Hold on
but
a second.
But I'm going to be packed.
Hold on a second.
What?
You have your clothes packed for February?
Yes.
No, he doesn't.
But Joe,
the guy doesn't even have a house.
Joe, listen. It ain't going to be a whole lot. It's probably going to be a variation of the outfit that I have on right now.
What's the weather in New Orleans?
It's going to be warm.
By the way, I was wrong earlier on where the Super Bowl is next year. It's not. L.A. is 2 years from now.
Where's it at?
And so this year we get New Orleans. The next year it's Santa Clara, California, where the Niners play. Then,
ain't nobody trying to go to Santa Clara?
Well, we're not going to say no to that.
I would rather go to New Orleans.
I would too.
That's what I'm saying. Ain't nobody fixated on Santa Clara?
Guys, I agree. On the fun meter, New Orleans is way more fun. If we're going for fun meter.
Hey, Santa Clara. No, Santa Clara bus don't sound right.
I don't have the 2028 through, but I only know the next three. New Orleans, Santa Clara, and then L.A.
I mean, I would go if we go, but
how would we rank
those? I won't be happy.
New Orleans won.
Well, hell, Las Vegas was one.
Yeah, but we didn't make that one.
Okay, so New Orleans 2. Mm. Santa Clara.
That's 3.
I mean, if we got to go. Hell, Jacksonville wasn't on the top of my list, but hell.
I'll be honest with you. Phoenix, it was fine. Like, I was there the whole week.
Was it warm?
It was warm, yeah.
Why do you think Rod came over here?
Well, it was warm, but I'll tell you what. That desert gets cold in the morning and late at night. I woke up, because one of the shows I was doing was early in the morning.
It was nippy?
Yeah, I mean, I was like, oh, I'm in Phoenix. And I wake up, it's like 45 degrees. I'm like, this is cold. Oh, man. All right. We have another giveaway, by the way. 4-pack of tickets to the Atlantic City In-Water Boat Show at the Golden Nugget Casino Hotel, September 5th through the 8th. See the 2025, the new 2025 model introductions from all major boat manufacturers. Tickets on sale now, acinwaterboatshow.com. If you or someone you know loves boats, you'll love this. All right, caller number two right now to 215-988-1258. That's caller number two, 215-988-1258. Wins that 4-pack of tickets to the Atlantic City In-Water Boat Show. Coming up, we'll get to all your phone calls here. And magic number time for the Phillies. We'll run through all the different scenarios. There's five of them for this weekend for the Phillies. How it affects the magic number, how it affects the pennant race, and how it affects how we feel. That's up. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio. You guys with us. 215-592-9490. If we'll get back to all the phone calls here. Super Bowl or bust. Big series starting for the Phillies tonight against the Atlanta Braves. But Hugh, once in a while, we have something bigger going on around here.
Yes. Bigger than all of us.
Yes. Bigger than all the nonsense we talk about most of the time on WIP. This stuff is really important. It's the Eagles Radiothon. And there's a lot of different ways, Hugh, that you can support it. EaglesRadiothon.com. You could also text the number 53209 text Midday to 53209 to make your donation today. And joining us in studio, same time as yesterday.
Yeah.
Same guest, Ryan Hammond from
Back
the Eagles
again.
Radiothon. And, of course, Kylie Kelsey as well. How you guys doing today? How tell us how things are progressing.
Are we making you guys money?
That's all we care about.
So we're approaching $300,000 raised.
Wow.
So we've had incredible enthusiasm from our generous listeners and our community. And we're not done yet. We have a lot of work to do. But we're definitely off to a great start. You know, we have some of our bidders that are watching items and waiting. And the last hour is completely...
Snipers.
There are.
That's what we call them, shoe people. They call them snipers when they
okay.
get the shoes
yeah.
at like
so
the last minute.
Is that you?
Well,
yes.
No, I'm not a sniper. I never win the shoe auction. Never.
But I feel like just the idea of getting in the game, getting your bid in there, showing what you're enthusiastic about to like you hope to win, you got to manifest it, right?
Yes.
Like you got to put it out there. So
yes.
Get your bids in if you haven't and you've only been waiting to snipe, okay?
Yeah, that's what they call it.
But for right now, yeah, there's definitely some really cool player items that we're excited about that I feel like are a huge value. Like getting to have an ice cream party with the Georgia Boys.
That sounds like a country group. Every time you said ice cream party with the Georgia Boys.
We do know Jordan Davis has the voice of an angel, so maybe they'll sing for you too.
Oh, yeah. And you know what else? Speaking of sneakers, you can design a pair of sneakers with A.J. Brown. Now, that's a big item.
Yeah, and
you know
that was a newly added item.
Yeah.
So, again, you want to talk about, like, what is a huge value? Spending time with A.J. Brown, designing a custom pair of sneakers. There'll probably be some pink in there, you know.
Yeah, because he's really swaggy.
I mean, they could be Air Forces. You know, I'm not sure. You pick your actual
sneaker.
Can
they be J's?
They could, yeah.
Jordans?
Yeah.
See, I'm a big Jordan. Oh, I like some Jordans.
We start with a white shoe as like our canvas. We bring in the designer who does the My Cause, My Cleats with us every year, and then they hand paint the shoes for you. So it's like not one of one because you get to bring a friend, and then AJ gets the pair to match you, but you're in an elite squad.
As a matter of fact, it's you and three guests.
There we go. So,
and you get to come to the NovaCare Complex.
So it's 5 of 5 pair. So elite squad with AJ Brown wearing the same shoes.
Oh, man, how
he
cool
might order
is that?
A pair for his daughter, too. So, you know.
How cool is that? You get to do that. You go to the NovaCare Complex. You get to see all that rich history at the NovaCare Complex. And you know what? It all depends on what day you go. Might see Jason there. Hell, Jason's all over the place now. I just saw him on TVs. He might be in the building. He still works out there now and then. He might show up.
He could be. Kylie, one of the coolest things for me, watchers, I'm sure it was for you both when Jason was playing, even now, how much it feels like the Eagles players are into this. It's not just something like they just do because they have to. Like it's almost like they're part of it because they really enjoy whatever their experience is.
Yeah, Ryan touched on it yesterday. I think one of the best things about these radiothon experiences is that it is based on the passion or the excitement from the player. So you're actually getting to engage with these players doing something that they have handpicked. We've had players come to Ryan after doing one of the events and say, I want to do that every year. We've had players come out of the blue who have never volunteered to do an auction item and have said to Ryan, this is something I'm really interested in. Can we make something out of this?
I mean, Saquon was new this year, and he's like, I want to help the foundation. He's like, I like golf.
And that's it. And then you're not only getting to interact with these players, but you're getting to interact with them doing something usually outside of football, and you're getting to see them in something that sort of like excites them. So you're really catching them at their best moment.
I think that's really what evolved from Radiothon. When we started, it was always that you did a quarterback clinic or a running back clinic. It was players doing something related to what they do on the field. And then after we sat down and talked, none of them wanted to do that. They all wanted to do something else that was exciting off the field to them because they really felt like it would help them bond with our fans and our donors.
And it's
so
fun to do.
Yeah.
It's fun to be able to do stuff that you're somewhat comfortable with, and you get a chance. It's almost like a bonding experience, like this axe throwing thing with Reed Blankenship and Cooper DeJean. And I'm reading here, it says, you and two guests will enjoy an axe throwing competition with Reed Blankenship and Coop. And also, this is happening at the NovaCare Complex.
Yeah, so this is a mobile axe throwing unit that they bring down to the NovaCare Complex. It actually looks like a big cage, and they have the targets, and you go in the cage, and you're throwing the axes. And we've done it with the O-line before. We've had a great experience every year. The O-line moved to Escape the Room this year.
That's what
they
wanted
to try something different. Yeah, they're going to compete against people who come in for Escape the Room. But
last year, when the O-line was doing the axe throwing, I'm pretty sure one of them drove by that was not originally.
Coach.
Was it? Someone drove by that wasn't originally included and was like, I want to try.
See, you know what? I was about to.
It was Coach Sirianni. He's like, what? I can compete and beat all of you. And guess what?
I kind of did. I need to know when this date is because I kind of.
You want to drive by?
Because I've never done it. I've seen it like people go on date night and they do the axe throwing thing. I ain't did that, but I would like, this is something that I would be definitely interested
in. This was Hugh's long way of trying to ask if he could do this too.
I was long talking.
I'm going to put you in the parking list for NovaCare that day. I was long talking a little bit. It is funny because Coach's item, he called in yesterday and he talked about, it's like competing with Coach. He plays you in hoops. He like crushes everyone. And I said, it reminds you of like Billy Madison, like O'Doyle rules. Like he's just like no mercy. And then I'm explaining to the donor, I'm like, this is his true authentic self. You're getting this. And he drove by axe throwing and he saw the line. Of course, he got curious. He jumps out of his car. He never tried it before. The first time, the axe doesn't stick. By the third throw, he's hitting bullseyes and he's like, I just beat you all. Bye. And I'm just like, that is Coach for sure.
And then I heard Howie this morning, right before we came on the air, Howie Roseman was on. He said something to the effect, if they get enough donations for his, he'll do two of them, which is really cool.
And he's like, I'll throw in my personal tickets. And then after, you know, the Radiothon call-in, of course, I like texted him, I thanked him, and I got his famous fist pump emoji. So he's so into it. And we're just, again, we're really lucky that there's a lot of enthusiasm. They're all checking to see what their numbers are. They're talking about it. So show them some love, guys. And honestly, 100% of your donation to have these experiences is going to ultimately change life. So you're winning exponentially.
I got another one that sounds like it's going to be pretty exciting. This with my man, Big Play Slay. Philly Suite experience with Darius Slay. That's what 10 guests will receive tickets to a suite at the Philadelphia Phillies game scheduled to take place at Citizens Bank Park. This is next year. Obviously, it's not probably going to be this year, but next year. Get to hang out with Slay. That's a big item, man.
It's a great one. And listen, this is for everybody, too, right? You could bid on these big things, which are great. And there's also, if you just want to donate anything, text Midday to 53209. And there's also the shirt, Kyle, that you and Jason are going to design. $30 to purchase and place your order. EaglesRadiothon.com for the t-shirt. That one, I'm sure people will want to wear. That's going to be exciting to see the t-shirt you guys come up with.
I hope so. Right now, I mean, I feel like we can pretty much guarantee there will be a Go Birds on it. So we can just hedge our bets on that.
Hey, that's more than we had yesterday.
It is. The ideas are we're building. We're building off the ideas. So 5 o'clock today, right, Ryan? That's it, all closes today.
Although you could order your shirts through September 30th. Okay. So 5 o'clock today. I also encourage people beyond the player experiences that we've talked a lot about. There's a lot of game experience. Run out of the tunnel with the team. We actually show security your photo before it happens so they don't tackle you and kick you out of the stadium.
That's important.
Don't worry. You're cleared to do that. Sideline passes, standing in the tunnel, high-fiving the players before they enter the field. There's just so many things for anyone who wants to have a meaningful experience with this team, but more importantly, to support a great cause.
It is awesome. Ryan and Kylie, thank you so much for coming in again.
Thank you for having us.
And having us be part of this. We appreciate it.
So exciting.
Yes. EaglesRadiothon.com. Hop on there, check it out, donate, and put your bids in. 5 p.m. today are the deadlines for those bids. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Dan in Spring Mountain is up here on WIP. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Dan. What's up, pal?
Yeah, sorry to bother you at work.
I love that.
It's one of my favorite lines.
Took a bit.
So I don't think this year is necessarily a bust if the Eagles don't win the Super Bowl. I feel like let's go back to the plant from 2021. Planted the roots. It came out, gave us, you know, nice looking. Let's just say it was a sunflower. It came out, and 2022 got to the Super Bowl beautiful. And then last year, we pruned it, we sprayed it, and we killed it off. So then this year, the roots are in the ground. It's going to come back up through there.
It's got to regrow again. Exactly.
That's right. So, you know, this might be the season for those roots to start popping their heads through the dirt, and maybe it will sprout all the way up. You don't know yet. But if you look at the Eagles, the only offensive starter that's not on contract through this year is Becton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just think that if for me personally, and probably this isn't a thought shared by many, if they don't win the Super Bowl this year, I think they're going to be fine. If they have to get to the playoffs at least, maybe conference championship, I'd be okay if they don't win it all.
See, finally, someone's seeing the light here. The Kyle and
so
I.
What, man,
if you ever
whatever.
Had a garden, you have to be patient here with the garden. Sometimes it blooms when you think, and sometimes it takes a little while longer.
Being smart is knowing what to do.
I'm gonna need that garden to bloom quickly.
There's a lot of elements.
I ain't got time for what y'all talking about.
It's the weather outside. A lot of elements going into this.
Man, we're trying to win the Super Bowl this year.
That's wonderful.
I ain't got time for next year. It's Super Bowl or bust.
Hey, Hugh, I looked up Cootie Gracie. It's actually Latin in Ohio, which is where you were born, and it means the final blow is eating the second gummy.
That was a lot. That was a long way to get to nowhere.
He did kind of rock you, though.
No, he got you. He got you.
That was not funny.
Yeah, it was pretty
good. Was a first-time call for Dan, and that was a good call.
You call again, bro.
No,
but that
good.
Wasn't funny.
I will.
Dan, give us a guess for Hugh's clues. Go ahead. What do you got?
Is it Eddie George?
Dan, it is.
Hey,
yes.
What a legend,
Eddie,
dude.
I mean, that's a heck of a first phone call.
Call
for
of the
Dan.
Day.
He nailed Hugh's clues. He crushed you with the jokes. Sorry to bother you guys at work. We host a talk show. I mean, that was good.
I'm a fan of Dan. He rounded all the bases.
No, Dan's going to be a good caller.
Way to work.
Yes, Eddie George is Hugh's clues today. Hugh?
Yes, and he got it.
Where's he at? Tennessee State?
Tennessee State.
Head coach?
He's the head coach at Tennessee State.
Eddie George was a heck of a football player.
Man, he was a big ass running back.
Was it fun to tackle him?
Not at all. Not at all. Eddie George was a load, man. Eddie George is still he doesn't work out. He does like a lot of yoga now, but he's still a big dude, man. He ain't no little dude.
He was part of one of the most traumatic Super Bowl endings of all time.
Yes, he was.
Titans,
man.
Rams, 99. I think Kevin Dyson was the receiver. And I'm trying to remember the
name.
Mike Jones, I believe, was
who?
The line. Mike Jones.
Who?
The linebacker for the Rams. He had the 1 yard line. Dyson was reaching out. I like those Titans teams. I wanted them to win with Steve McNair and Eddie George and those guys. Eddie played for the Cowboys, just 1 year at the end? I think his last year in the NFL.
Yeah.
He was kind
unfortunately.
Of cooked. He was cooked, yeah. But he went there at the end.
Cooked is so funny.
He was. I mean, he was Taiwan Walker cooked at the end
cooked.
There.
He was cooked.
Yeah, good job, Dan. You win the spot and the pair of tickets to the Eagles kickoff watch party coming up here, presented by Bud Light at Lincoln Financial Field Friday, September 6th. Kick off the 2024 NFL season with fellow Birds fans and watch the Eagles take on the Green Bay Packers live from the stadium seats. We have another giveaway, by the way. I'll tell you how you're going to win it coming up in 5 minutes. Atlantic City In-Water Boat Show at the Golden Nugget Casino Hotel. 4-pack. Of tickets to that coming up. 5 minutes from now, I'll tell you how you could win that great prize. All right, Fabian in Miami's up. Hey, Fabian.
Hey, guys. How's it going? How's it going?
What's up,
hey,
Fabian?
Hey, Fabian. What are you thinking?
Hey, you're definitely right, man. It's Super Bowl or bust, man.
I'm trying to tell them. I don't know what they're talking about. Super Bowl or bust.
You guys keep saying how we're in a window. We're in a window.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're in the window, it's Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah, but certain years of the window are a little bit more, you got to get it done.
Would you
otherwise,
say realistic?
Yeah.
Isn't that the opposite of how it works? Like, Super Bowl or bust means that the window is closing.
No, that means that, we're playing semantics now. Because for me, Super Bowl or bust means that's the goal. That there's nothing that I'm selling for anything less than the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but certain years, it's more disappointing than others.
I will pick up the pieces if that goal is not attained. But right now, it's Super Bowl or bust.
The Phillies are World Series or bust.
I think people are missing the bust part.
If they don't win the World Series, it's a disaster, and it's probably their last chance.
A disaster. It's probably not the last chance, but it's a disaster.
But then it's not bust.
But it's the expectations, the loft. You make your expectations lofty. That's what you're supposed to do.
Go ahead, Fabian.
Joe, you gotta understand, Joe, that this team has already made it to the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
But Fabian, I'll let you finish. Fabian, I'll let you finish. This franchise has. This team has not. I think we're underrating how much the team has changed in 2 years. The franchise has. But how many of their best players were big players on that team? AJ, Devontae, Jalen, obviously. But the whole defense is different. They didn't make it anywhere. They're kids.
They better grow up quick.
Yeah, but you got veterans like Lane Johnson, Brandon Graham, Darius Slay. Like, you think these guys are not hungry for a Super? They're in the window for their age. They don't got too many years left.
I'm sure they are. Yes.
You keep arguing, saying about Jalen Hurts, how he let Jason Kelce do all the audibles and stuff like that for the protection.
He did.
But you got to understand, with being a quarterback is hard enough as it is. You can't tell me that these guys didn't sit here and say, you know what, let's try to take everything as much as we can off of Jalen's plate. And they probably just told him, hey, look, leave it all up to Jason Kelce. You know, he's a veteran, he's experienced at this, and you focus on the other things that you can focus
Fabian,
on.
Fabian, I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did, and I'm okay with that. And it obviously helped them reach the Super Bowl 2 years ago. My point is not that it's a bad thing, but I'm resetting the expectations. I think he can handle this, Fabian. I think he's going to do a great job at it. But I'm saying it might take him a half a year or a full year to master it, because the first 3 years, 4 years he's a starter, he's not doing it. Usually when you say a four-year starter at quarterback, you feel like they've got a lot of these little things mastered. He's admitting to us he doesn't have this mastered yet. I think he'll get there, but I'm also allowing for a little growing pains here. I feel like we're being a little bit hard on him by saying you got to do it as well as Kelce did it next week. It's probably unrealistic.
Joe, all this talent doesn't just come around like every day. You have to understand that for them to acquire all this talent, they gotta be seeing a Super Bowl. Like that,
help
that's
him
it.
Understand.
Like there's nothing more than that. Like you're not gonna get all this talent just to say, oh, you know what, we'll settle for 10-7 and maybe win, you know, one playoff game. No, you just don't do that, Joe.
I'm not saying they're settling. I'm just saying that's my expectation. Fabian, we appreciate the call. I expect the Eagles players to think they can win the Super Bowl. They're players. They should. That should be their goal. I'm just saying, I just, for me, Super Bowl or bust, that's reserved for a veteran roster who might be towards the end of their window. That's not the way I view the 2024 Eagles. They're young.
Don't care.
But that matters.
But they're old at certain positions, Joe. And I feel like this. Like I said, you aspire every year. I don't care who you are. You could be the Carolina Panthers. Now, it might not be a realistic goal, but your goal—it's not. But I guarantee you, their goal is to get to the playoffs.
Yeah,
I guarantee you, their goal is to win the division.
Yep,
that's not realistic. Let's be honest. But that's a goal you aspire for, and nothing else matters. That's why when I hear Super Bowl or bust, I hear what you're saying, because you're thinking about the aftermath, and I'm not worried about the aftermath. I'm worried about the prize. I keep my eye on the prize. I can give a damn about the aftermath until I get to that point.
Well, the bust part is the aftermath.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Super Bowl,
I'm not worried
or,
about that. Well, how about this? Because you're caught on that. For me, it's Super Bowl. End of story.
Yeah, but that's everyone feels that.
Super Bowl.
We all – but okay.
The end. How about that?
But that's not real. I pick up
the pieces as I go. I ain't worried about that. Listen, I can't worry about the or bust part. But, because in my mind, I'm winning the Super Bowl. I'm going to New Orleans.
Yeah,
I'm
but what
packed.
If we don't?
Head in the sand.
I'm packed. Then I'll unpack.
Hold on
but
a second.
But I'm going to be packed.
Hold on a second.
What?
You have your clothes packed for February?
Yes.
No, he doesn't.
But Joe,
the guy doesn't even have a house.
Joe, listen. It ain't going to be a whole lot. It's probably going to be a variation of the outfit that I have on right now.
What's the weather in New Orleans?
It's going to be warm.
By the way, I was wrong earlier on where the Super Bowl is next year. It's not. L.A. is 2 years from now.
Where's it at?
And so this year we get New Orleans. The next year it's Santa Clara, California, where the Niners play. Then
ain't nobody trying to go to Santa Clara.
Well, we're not going to say no to that.
I would rather go to New Orleans.
I would too.
That's what I'm saying. Ain't nobody fixated on Santa Clara?
Guys, I agree. On the fun meter, New Orleans is way more fun. If we're going for fun meter.
Hey, Santa Clara. No, Santa Clara bus don't sound right.
I don't have the 2028 through, but I only know the next three. New Orleans, Santa Clara, and then L.A.
I mean, I would go if we go, but.
How would we rank
those? I won't be happy.
New Orleans won.
Well, hell, Las Vegas was one.
Yeah, but we didn't make that one.
Okay, so New Orleans, two. Mm. Santa Clara.
That's three.
I mean, if we got to go. Hell, Jacksonville wasn't on the top of my list, but hell.
I'll be honest with you. Phoenix, it was fine. Like, I was there the whole week.
Was it warm?
It was warm, yeah.
Why do you think Rod came over here?
Well, it was warm, but I'll tell you what. That desert gets cold in the morning and late at night. I woke up. Because one of the shows I was doing was early in the morning.
It was nippy?
Yeah, I mean, I was like, oh, I'm in Phoenix. And I wake up, it's like 45 degrees. I'm like, this is cold. Oh, man. All right. We have another giveaway, by the way. 4-pack of tickets to the Atlantic City In-Water Boat Show at the Golden Nugget Casino Hotel September 5th through the 8th. See the 2025, the new 2025 model introductions from all major boat manufacturers. Tickets on sale now. ACInWaterBoatShow.com. If you or someone you know loves boats, you'll love this. All right. Caller number two, right now, to 215-988-1258. That's caller number two, 215-988-1258. Wins that 4-pack of tickets to the Atlantic City In-Water Boat Show. Coming up, we'll get to all your phone calls here. And magic number time for the Phillies. We'll run through all the different scenarios. There's five of them for this weekend for the Phillies. How it affects the magic number, how it affects the pennant race, and how it affects how we feel. That's up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.